welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller, and Merry Christmas! Beer aficionados love Christmas. It's a great time to pull out an extra special beer or two for those holiday celebrations, and of course, a great time to give and receive beer-themed gifts. Seth Cook from Woodlegs Brewing of Brookings.
If you are asking Santa or a spouse or a friend for gifts, or you are buying for any of your friends or spouses, or beer gifts come in really handy. Beer gifts are cool. Beer gifts are cool because often a lot of the things that are given from a brewery or bar are collectible. You know, they're usually pretty limited edition, even glassware and growlers and those things, even T-shirts.
T-shirts, sweatshirts, hats. T-shirts. Who doesn't love that kind of stuff,
and, right? You know, at the bar here, we've actually got some of the hop oils and some candles, and that's always a kind of a cool little stocking stuffer gift, and real easy for the people that are beer nerds.
And craft beer fans love to receive beer for Christmas. I know I do.
Obviously, you can get beer itself. That's always the gift that keeps on giving. So growlers or six packs. And then for the person that you can't ever decide for, many breweries and many places offer the gift cards. And that is, of course, the easiest way to let them pick out their own desired thing. So lots of cool gift related merchandise and gift related tidbits out there.
The gift card can be a good option.
In the craft beer world, because the tap lines change so often, because the flights and all that, sometimes a gift card is as valuable as anything else, because it lets them come down and try for themselves. For people that have left the city, I know we've made a lot of merchandise here, and we've gotten in trouble because we don't put South Dakota or Brookings on it, so we've tried to correct that. So a lot of people like to know where it's from. I guess it's like a Hard Rock Cafe type of thing. Yep. You'd like to collect shirts from wherever they're at. So those are always good ideas. And a plug for the Carrot Seed downtown. They also have a selection of beer books and
they have some nice stuff
and some glassware and some really cool things. Just to, you know, just for another way to buy local for some cool beer stuff.
There are dozens of great beer books out there, ranging from basic introductions for the new craft beer fan to detailed texts on home brewing. If I had to select a gift for a craft beer fan, I'd probably go with Tasting Beer by Randy Mosher or The Beer Bible by Jeff Allworth. Both are great. More Beer Untapped with Perry Miller in a moment.
4 pounds of bag-made free French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer.
Welcome back to the Christmas show on Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. The holiday is a wonderful time to enjoy and share a craft beer or two, and it's the time of year for winter warmers. We see the release of many of the top Imperial Stouts.
Imperial Stouts, barley wines, Doppelbock, spiced beers. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Oh, yeah, winter warmers.
Winter warmers and spruce tip beers. And it is a pretty wide category of things. And Christmas itself kind of kicks off the winter beer season. So, of course, they start showing up around Christmas, but they will continue through the cold months here. Beers usually get darker and stronger and thicker. Ours is no exception. We're doing a fun stout project here. We're going to make a couple different varieties of a stout. We've got a barrel-aged porter coming out. We've got all kinds of stuff that is on its way.
As Seth mentioned, they'll be releasing their first ever barrel-aged beer, currently sitting in a Jack Daniel's barrel. May or may not be ready before Christmas.
That's going to come out sometime, as time dictates. We keep tasting it to make sure it is what we want it to be. We've brewed a couple other porters and stouts, and we're going to do some experiments. So just, it's a fun time of year. It's seasonal. It seems the days grow short and the nights grow long and the beers get dark and heavy. And then in about March, April, May, we get tired of those things and we switch into something else, and they get lighter and more fruity. And it's just, I don't know, it's just always how it's kind of been. It just seems right.
Seth always enjoys a nice stout at Christmas time.
I enjoy the stouts because as they warm up, because the conversations used to seem to go pretty long, they're still really, really good. You can sit there and have just one or two, and as they warm up and open up, the flavors continue to change. And also, I think stouts go good with all the sweet treats that I always end up eating over at Christmas anyway.
I have a couple barley wines, some amazing Imperial Stouts to choose from for our Christmas imbibing. One other note, Wooden Legs will be holding a watch party this Saturday afternoon. Join your friends at the pub as the Jacks take on James Madison University in the national semis. Hey, that's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local, and drink responsibly, and Merry Christmas.